This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
This is the Go Birds Podcast.
Go Birds! Go Birds!
Hey! Hello. It is the Go Birds Podcast presented by the Bet Park Sportsbook and Casino app. And for the first time in like 10 days, Elliot Trope Park.
It's been basically forever.
Look at your face, your beautiful face. I missed you. I gave you a gigantic hug when I saw you yesterday.
It was very nice to be back.
Yes. And I wanted to get out of the way how much I missed you.
Thank you.
How much I love you.
This is going to be one of those pods.
What a dream it was that you're the person I got to do this ride with.
Same. I appreciate
now we're going to fight for the next hour.
Yeah,
I just want everyone to know Elliot and I have very reactions to everything that happened.
Yeah.
And we're going to get into it. Because
I actually think we don't disagree as much as you think.
Okay.
But look, here's how I view this. The post-game pod last one was mostly just
sad.
Wow.
Yeah,
right? I think
sad.
This is more talking about what happened.
Yes, or yelling, but yes. I agree.
Yes.
I'll tell you, everyone heard it, you know, the night after, and really that whole day Monday, like, honestly, this is going to sound extreme, and it is not in the same category as this. I just want to make this very clear, but it's the saddest I've been on a day since my dad died. And
wow.
I know that sounds, and I was way more sad when my dad died. Don't get me wrong. I'm not trying to compare
the clarifying.
Two. But my dad died 19 years ago. That felt like the saddest day I've had in 19 years. Like, just in terms of how sad I was, how disappointed, how upset. I said it before, and we'll get into it because a lot of people seem to disagree with me. For me personally, it's the worst loss I've ever experienced as a sports fan.
Well,
in my life as a sports fan at 41 years old, that was the worst loss. There are a million reasons why. We'll go into it all. But what I'll say today is I have transitioned. I'm still sad, but I have transitioned from mostly sad
to mad.
To mostly mad.
Okay.
I'm mad.
So
I'm so mad.
Let
Go
me
ahead.
Say this.
Yes.
The great thing about feelings is everyone's allowed to have them, right? No matter what I'm going to say today, I promise you, however you feel, however a listener feels, that's not the wrong way to feel.
We're a pro-feelings podcast.
I am a pro-feeling human being.
Me too. We feel, buddy.
I say this
we
all
emote.
The time to Kristen, right? If that's how you feel, then that's how you feel. I'm not going to say your feelings are wrong, right?
Yeah.
But, we can just get right into it.
Yeah,
that's
okay. Let's do it, buddy.
The further I get away from the game, my feeling is this. It really, really sucks that they didn't take advantage of the opportunity. Because I think the one thing I underestimated going into the game was they're set up for the future. Jalen's awesome. They have the 10th pick. They have Howie. The foundation is strong. All those things are factually correct. But when you watch the game and you see that they're in it and you see how close they are and you see that they're minus 400 at halftime to win the game, it's just going to be so, so hard to get back there. They survived,
to that specific point,
that's
no
what I'm
less.
Saying. They survived 17 games in the regular season, mostly healthy, right? They survived.
They had 22 of 22
exactly
starters.
Right. Jalen, there were moments, but for the most part, you would sign up for that season of health.
They got the 10. One seed.
They got the one seed. They got Daniel Jones.
And
they
then
got
Brock Purdy, who got knocked out.
And that's not to diminish what they've accomplished because they were unbelievable. I tweeted this, but think about it. They got the number one seed, MVP play from their quarterback, an incredibly healthy season, both games at home,
almost
a 10-point lead at
halftime,
a coach of the year candidate, a historic sack thing. It's never going to be like that again.
I know.
And so I think that
That's why I've been feeling it,
well,
man.
But to me, where I think we differ, where our paths take different turns.
Yes.
Is, like, I can't feel like they got cheated or that they blew it or anything. It just, they lost to a great team. And they mostly played a great game. They just lost. And yeah. The quote I keep thinking of is, I remember after Jalen Hurts lost, after the Eagles lost to the Bucks. I think it was last year against the Bucks. I'm pretty sure it was this game. Jalen sat down and just was like, We lost. And that's just how I feel about it. They lost. I don't think they got cheated out of it. I don't think they blew it. I think if they play any other team in the NFL besides the Chiefs that day, they win the game. They played the Chiefs.
Yeah.
They played Mahomes.
We vehemently disagree on this. I think they blew the game. I think they got cheated on top of it. And look, let me get in the cheated thing first, because look, there's so many people, oh, don't be a 49ers fan and all that. First and foremost, just to react to that, we were talking about 49ers players.
Yeah, it's different. I
agree. Players
it's
whining
different.
And complaining about what happened. First and foremost, our players handled it like men, like class.
Agreed.
And I love it and I appreciate it. I'm a fan. And then there's another major difference between the two things. The Niners were complaining about something the Eagles did to them. The Eagles knocked Brock Purdy out of the game. The Eagles knocked Josh Johnson out of the game. You didn't have another quarterback. Kyle Shanahan didn't throw a challenge flag when he clearly should have. Like, these were your mistakes. We are yelling about a flag being like, even you agree it was a hole. We could
I
all say,
have
but like,
thrown it.
No one on the planet
would
not
have thrown
when
it.
When you have people like Kirk Herbstreit who call games for the NFL, when you have Greg Olsen in the moment say, "I can't believe you threw that flag," and then double down on it in the post game and say, "I still can't believe they threw it." When you have like all these big time NFL people, whether it's Dan Lofsky or Pat McAfee or whoever it is, saying like that was wrong,
right,
that happened. Like, I think we are justified in being upset about it. And then on top of it, we didn't get into this on Sunday night.
The field. Yeah.
The field. And I know it hurts both teams, but like, let's be honest, it hurts the Eagles more. It's fair because they had to play on the same field, but that field hurts the Eagles more. A, the Eagles were the more talented team. B, like, they have speed rushers like Hassan Reddick, their best defensive player, maybe the best defensive player in the football game, was completely nullified by the field in the Super Bowl. Mm-hmm. In the Super Bowl. Earmuffs, 1, 2, 3. In the fucking Super Bowl. That was the field.
Right.
Like, how can we not feel cheated? I understand they both play on the same field. I get that. But how can we not feel cheated when the flag happens and when they played on that field and it hurt the Eagles more? Whether they're playing on the same field or not, that hurt the Eagles more. Like, how can you not? And I'm not saying that's why they lost. I still think the Eagles blew it, too. I think the Eagles had opportunities, and we'll get into that, too. But in terms of like feeling at least a little bit, I understand if it's not the first thing you feel, but you should feel cheated if you're Eagles fans. That was not okay. Like, to play the field in that Super Bowl was not okay. And for that flag to come out in that spot, you showed me the fact Carl Trevor's crew had not thrown a defensive holding in 576 snaps, including two playoff games in there. They were like, so they let them play. They let them play. Until the last play of this, or the most important play of the season. It's an absolute outrage. It just is.
So here's the thing. We'll take them separately. Let's look. You want to talk about the flag first or the field first?
Go flag.
Okay. Here's my opinion of the flag. I would not have thrown it in that spot. Me personally, right? But we have to accept the fact that he absolutely held him and absolutely impeded his path, right? He stopped him. Like, he held him.
I get it. But if you don't call, real quick though, but in your finish, add on, if you don't call that exact same play earlier in the game, how do you call it then?
Right. So where I can't speak to is throughout the whole game where guys doing that and they were not calling it. I just can't speak to it, right?
Well, there was one that came around. There was one in the first half where it was a worse hold. It was a clear worse hold by Bradbury that they didn't call.
But there are three or four receivers on every play running routes, right? So where I fall on it is this. I wouldn't have called it. I think it's lame that a game is ended that way. It wasn't decided that way, but it was ended. And it was just, right.
That's a perfect way to put it. It was not decided that way.
It was ended.
It was ended that way.
The game ended by that way, right?
Not end the Super Bowl. And also just for NFL fans. Like, if you're an NFL fan out there watching, which is the vast majority of the country, we got Eagles fans and Chiefs fans, every single NFL fan should feel cheated that that's the way that potentially historic game ended.
Yeah, but he did hold. So I get your
but
point.
But again, dude, they could call holding on every play. That, like, Richie's been saying
like
this
that.
All week.
Not like that, though.
But, dude, there's they did. But if, okay, consistency. If you don't call it earlier in the game, can you call it in that spot? No, right?
Here's what I'd say.
No.
I think you should call the game the same way.
Right.
But there's a difference between a missed call and deciding not to call it, right? The clip that you showed me where I think it is Juju actually in the game that's held, right? We don't know if they see it. We just know it's not called, right? He saw the holding call. And here's what I would say to Bradbury. And again, you said it. I respect the hell out of Bradbury for standing up in his locker
Absolutely.
And going, I held, right?
Absolutely.
Because he did. I respect him, right? He said, I hoped I was going to get away with it or something. I hope they wouldn't call.
I hope they wouldn't call in that spot. And look, that video just came out. Jason Kelce in the back
said, how you called like, that, or something
that.
Like that. Right.
Everybody knows you shouldn't have called it. That's the point. And I understand your point. It's a hold. Like, I'm not going to fight you on that. The point is, we all watch football. We all know the game. Like, you don't call that. And unless it changes the play. If it really changed, whether or not it's a hold, did that hold stop them from completing a pass? No. No, it didn't. And they didn't throw the flag till Patrick Mahomes starts gyrating and
right.
pointing and stuff.
He
like
threw it late.
That's BS, man. That's BS.
But let me ask you this. If the Eagles were in the exact same situation, wouldn't you want that call? So, like, this is where
No. I don't want the Super Bowl to end like that in any fan space.
Okay.
Like, I don't, like, that's, you so don't call all game and then you end the Super Bowl on a flag. No, as a football fan, I think it's bad for the sport. No.
Here's where I go back and forth on it, because I think the heart of this discussion is, do you call the game the same way throughout the game, or do you, in the final minutes, let them play?
They didn't do either, though. They let them play all game and then decided not to do that at the
end. Right. So I wouldn't have thrown the flag. I just think the question is, basically people are like, well, you can't call it there because of where it's at. I do see an argument
because
you didn't call it
earlier in the game.
Yeah, well, but again, you keep saying they called early in the game. We don't know that they saw holding calls and let it go. We just know that one clip that's been found, right? Like, again, to your point, it's like offensive defensive line play. You could probably call holding on every snap if you wanted, right? But Bradbury, like, this was not a light hold. He tugged his jersey twice, went like in and out, right? And the ball ended up being thrown towards him. Now, ironically, the Eagles would have been better off if they just scored a touchdown there, right? Because
well, in hindsight,
then you
yeah,
gotten,
but they
right,
should have
exactly.
been a stop. It should have been a stop. And they should have kicked the field goal with the ball with like a minute 48
I understand the obsession, not on your part, but I understand the obsession with the call. I don't think it's why they lost.
I don't think it's why lost either.
Right.
I'm just saying it didn't give them a chance.
The flag. Yeah.
I just can't believe they threw the flag. I'm not saying it's why they lost.
Again, that is
a key distinguisher. I'm not saying it's why they lost.
I'm surprised.
I'm just saying you can't throw that flag there. And I do feel cheated out of how that game should have ended. We don't know what they scored. Who the hell knows? But my point is, we got cheated out of how the game should have played out.
Also, from a ref's perspective, like, why would you want to throw that flag?
It's crazy.
You know, like, why?
I'm not the NFL's rig guy. There was a lot of money on the Eagles. A lot of money on the Eagles. I'm just saying that. There was a lot of money on the Eagles. Like, it was way better for Vegas that the Chiefs won. I don't know. I'm just throwing stuff out there. I don't think the NFL's rigged, but, like, I don't know. Why do you throw that flag? Why do you throw that flag?
I agree. I would not have thrown the flag. But the only place where I can't get as heated about it as you
and
are.
And then you see the Roger Goodell hugging Chris Jones and saying, I don't care how you hit the quarterback. Like there's just a lot of weird stuff.
So where I can get down with you on this, more so. So the flag thing, it is what it is. We both really shouldn't have called it. I am more in the camp of like he held, so he put himself up for that risk, but whatever. So the field thing. Here's my opinion on the field thing. They did both play on it. And I don't think they lost because of it. But the Eagles did have better receivers, cornerbacks, and edge
rushers. Well, I think it hurt them a lot more. Like, of these two things,
I think it impacted them more.
Like, the flag was an outrage in the moment in that, how do you end this? Like, it was basically, I was talking to Mike from New York, great car, Mike Zanny, on the Midday Show. Also a huge Go Birds listener. Shout out to Mike. He had a great analogy. It's like you're at the best party you've ever been to in your life. You're having a great freaking time. The party's peaking, and then all of a sudden, music stops. It's over. I was like, that's exactly right. Like, you're having the, like,
that's
I just.
That's how the season felt.
Exactly.
Yeah, yeah.
That's what I'm talking about. I'm talking about the season.
Not about the field.
No.
Okay,
I'm saying before we get to the field. I'm talking about why I was upset about the flag, more upset about the flag in the moment, in that it's this, like, amazing, wonderful thing that's going on, then all of a sudden it's just over on a flag. The field definitely impacted the game more than the flag, without a doubt.
100%.
Like, the field, you could argue, was a real reason the Eagles lost the game.
I think a factor
in why they lost.
Look, I mean, the field was bad, right? And the thing I've been thinking too, and I'm sure we'll get into this play more, I almost hesitate to do this, but I do wonder if Jalen dropped that ball because it was wet.
Of course, he hasn't dropped the ball like that. That's another great point.
The ball is being snapped every play, right? So the ball was just in the grass. He gets it. I don't know, but I do think the field being wet matters. For sure. And I think it probably impacts Eagles a little bit more.
I mean, it did impact. I mean, Ollie Conley put the stat out.
Right.
It was like 38% of Eagles snaps and 16% of the Chiefs or whatever.
I just think the Eagles lost because they weren't the better team.
I think that's crazy.
They didn't play as well.
All right, let's get to that.
They didn't play as well.
How about this then? All right. The Eagles gave them two touchdowns.
Correct.
Gave them two touchdowns and still lost by three. How were the Eagles not the better team?
Because the only reason the Eagles lost was because
of a pick or a fumble return six and a punt that brought them to the 5-yard line. What are you talking about? The Chiefs needed two like win game type plays and they still only won by three.
But that's what
How
I'm saying.
How could you possibly argue that? They did not.
That's what I'm saying. The Chiefs didn't make those plays. The Eagles made the biggest mistakes in the game and that's why they lost. Right?
Exactly. So the better team made mistakes, and that's why they lost. They didn't lose to a better team.
One is by the special teams, which we all agreed were bad all year, right?
But that was an all-time bad kick. It was a line drive kick.
Because the punter sucks.
Yes, because the Chiefs have a better punter.
Because they have better special teams. That's why that happened, right? Now, the turnover thing is more fluky. Because he dropped it.
It's totally fluky.
It's fluky, right?
So without that, the Eagles win.
But what I'm saying is, those like when I look at this game...
I think it's the craziest thing. If those two teams play 10 games,
how many do the Eagles win? 7. Oh, you're out of your mind. The Eagles have a better...
The Eagles were better, man. Dude, they were a better football team. They lost. They got hurt.
They lost.
But because of the field...
Yes, this is all part of it, because of the field, because of the fumble six,
and because of the punt return. If you take those three things and flip any of them, the Eagles win by multiple points.
But you could do that for any game and say if you take the bad plays away and flip things.
Who's a better team?
The special team thing is not fluky.
The fumble six is so fluky.
But it is what it is. It happened, right? Like that fumble happened.
Sure, but here's the other thing. But that's a better team making a mistake to help the worst team win. That's how bad teams win, right? We always say the Eagles are the better team. They'll win if they don't turn the ball over. Up, they turn over a pick six or a fumble six. That's how you lose to a worse team.
Here's the thing.
If you talk about roster,
I think there's an argument the Eagles have a better roster, right? The Eagles were outcoached in that
game.
I think we underestimated that Spagnuolo is a better defensive coordinator than Gannon.
Hold up. Spagnuolo gave up 35 points. Hold on.
But I'm saying, like, at the end of the...
The Chiefs defense, other than the fumble six, didn't win the game.
That's fair. I guess,
go Andy. It was the best game Andy Reid has ever coached in his life.
All right, here's what I should say. Let me reverse it.
He was amazing.
The Chiefs have a better coaching staff than the Eagles.
Yeah, the Chiefs, I think.
But that matters when talking about the team.
Of course, it's a big part of it. Being outcoached is a big reason they lost. But again, without those things, the Eagles still should have won the game. Like, this is not... The Eagles were the better team.
I'm not saying... Look,
they didn't execute and they didn't win, but the Eagles were the better team. They did not lose to a better team.
Both of these teams, like, one's a 10 and one's a 9.5. I would go with the Chiefs because, look, at the end of the day, they have the better head coach and quarterback. They just do, right? So that really matters, especially when you look at this game. Like, the more I get away from this game, here's how I view it. Both offenses played great. Both defenses sucked. One team made two mistakes, the other team didn't, and one team was way better in the second half. Like, for all the attention that's being paid on the defense in the second half, the objective of each drive, if you're the offense, right, is to score a touchdown. If you're a defense, it's to not let up a touchdown. The Eagles had the ball three times in the second half if you don't include the final possession. They scored one touchdown, right? Like, the end of the day, both units were not as good in the second half as they were in the first half. Now, why is that? Part of me feels like it just is what it is. They played poorly. But the Eagles got out-coached.
And he made adjustments, so that's why
I think if these two teams played 10 games, I think it could honestly be like 6-4 or 5-5.
And they gave up a fumble, six, and a punt. I don't understand how you could possibly think that.
Because I think
they should have won by 10. But they should have. And I agree. Look, Mahomes and Andy deserve a ton of credit. And their offensive line. Like, those guys all played really well. And the Andy thing, absolutely out-coach circles around Gannon, which we'll get into.
And Nick.
And Nick. But coach circles around them. And Mahomes was great and brilliant. But again, that was not enough to win the football game without these other things happening. Without the field impeding the Eagles' pass rush. Without the fumble six, which literally was the difference in the game. And without the punt return. Like, without those things. And the punt return, fine. You want to say the punt return, the Eagles' special teams is bad and that's part of it? That's fine. You can say that. Without the fumble six, the Eagles still win the game. They still win the game. And that's with them making mistakes. On top of that, you add in the field. And like, that does matter. We said it was an impactor. Mm-hmm. It at least played some role in the Eagles losing the game, whatever levels you want to say. So I don't understand how you could say they lost to a better team when these things impacted the Eagles. And they still lost by 3 points. And they still, if it weren't for that flag, would have had a chance to win the game.
Right. But I think that when you talk about, like, the reasons they lost, right, like, take away the field thing, whatever.
Well, but it's part of it. Okay, the only reasons that are Kansas City are Andy and
again, the
and
Chiefs
Patrick.
Did play on that field. Like, they were on that. And I agree it probably impacted the Eagles a little more. But I honestly, God, believe, like, you cannot use the field as a reason they lost that game.
I think it's one of reasons. I think there are lots of reasons.
To me,
again,
that's
the point. It's not like I'm just saying, like, they lost because this, but these all go together.
They lost because they made mistakes that the Chiefs didn't. That's why they lost.
That's
right?
fair.
And so, to me, that's why I'm saying, like, again, if these two teams played 10 games, I think it would be 5-5 or 6-4 one way or the other. And frankly, to be honest, I would probably pick the Chiefs to win the majority of the games. Why? Because they have the better head coach and quarterback. They just do.
It's too simplistic.
But it's not simplistic. All leading, like
I said, it's too simplistic.
No,
it's not
I'm saying I don't think it is too simplistic. Like, going into, look, you heard me the 2 weeks before the game, right? I was leaning Chiefs. I ended up picking Eagles, whatever. Bottom line is, I'm telling you this right now, I'll probably never pick a game separate of quarterback and head coach again in my life. Because the teams that win are almost always the team that has a better head coach and quarterback. And why did this game get decided? Mahomes was probably... We can debate who was better. Like, Hurts was unbelievable. But Mahomes and Andy combined were better than Jalen and Nick. They just were. And if you want to add Gannon and Spagnuolo, whatever.
I mean,
whatever.
But that's the thing is, they like the Eagles put up 35 points on offense.
Right.
Like...
But that's when the Eagles played great too. The Chiefs were just better. What I'm saying.
I disagree. I think the mistakes are the reason they won.
That's part of saying how they played.
But again, if they play that game 10 times, how many times does Jalen fumble that ball? Once?
I don't know, but
let's be honest. Probably once.
Okay, but
probably
let's be honest too. If they play that game 10 times, how many times is Mahomes up with 180 yards passing?
I think that was the way the game would play out. I mean, again, Mahomes was hurt. That was not full Mahomes. Like, that was another thing where they should have been able to take advantage of.
Another part of saying.
Right, but again, Mahomes couldn't, I mean, they just didn't have the ball that much, but Mahomes could throw at will. Like, there was no stopping him.
Yeah.
Jonathan Gannon's horrible.
Well, he wasn't horrible in the first half.
Horrible.
Like, he wasn't.
Yeah, he didn't adjust. Oh my God, what a shock. Jonathan Gannon didn't adjust.
Andy made a... Thank God.
I can't believe he tricked everyone into believing in him for a half second.
At the end,
all you do is, we're going to earmuffs under their fucking gut, these guys. They're like, get it.
They did.
Fucking
they
loser.
They did.
Loser. Was like, always a loser.
Again,
fucking failed upwards.
I understand why.
Jonathan Gannon is the classic failed upwards guy.
Okay. I wouldn't have hired him to be a head coach. So I'm not disagreeing with you on that.
I think he is a lot.
I think it's a bad spot he's walking into. I think in 2 years he's gone. Like, I'm not disagreeing with you.
Did you see his video when he got? Oh God, he's just a tool.
This is what I said about him. When we talked about personally, like, I think he always
ready to roll, guys.
He does not seem as authentic to me as Steichen and Sirianni.
I agree with you. I've said that on this pod before, right?
But let's focus on the game before we get into a larger Gannon discussion. When you look at the game, the Chiefs came into that game averaging like 30 points on offense. How many did they score? They scored 31 points on offense, right? If you look at what percentage of possessions they score a touchdown on, I believe it was half their possessions. On the year, they scored at about 47% of their possessions.
Don't care about numbers. They didn't stop him once in the second half.
But the offense was also really bad in the second half. The defense held the Chiefs to 7 points in the first half. If Jalen doesn't fumble that ball, and let's just assume that, you know, the game plays out the same way, they're up 17 points at halftime, in part because of the defense. The defense was bad in the second half. It was unacceptable that they didn't get a single stop, right? I don't disagree with you on that. But what I am saying is, at the end of the day, the offense was really bad in the second half. The special teams was bad in the second half. The Eagles, for the most part, I believe the offense probably had the best day of all three units, like definitely better than the special teams. But
definitely better than the defense.
But I don't know if you can say definitely better.
Way better. That's crazy town, dude.
The offense handed them 7 points. You cannot get over what a big mistake that is. Like, look, Jalen's awesome.
Sure, it's a big mistake. I agree. But again, they were up 10 points after that. You had a 10-point lead after that.
But it would have been 17 if not for that. That's the point I'm making.
You're up 10 at the half, and then the defense lost in the game. They just did.
No, no, no.
They didn't stop him once.
The offense.
Jalen walked down the field and got 8 points when you need it most.
Yeah, but after two possessions where they didn't get touchdowns.
The point
I'm making is the offense had one touchdown.
Most ever for a losing team in a Super Bowl. In the history of the Super Bowl.
Again,
but no one's ever scored more points and lost other than the Eagles.
Right. The Eagles scored one touchdown in the second half. Okay? Like, they had the lead, right? And the defense was worse. It's reverse. The offense was amazing. Like, both units were amazing in the first half. Both units were bad in the second half. That's why they lost. Like, at the end of the day, the special teams made a huge play that caused them to lose. The defense couldn't stop anybody in the second half, right? The offense couldn't get anything. Like, let's be real. The offense in the second half, besides that one long play to Devontae, unless I'm missing, like, maybe the Goddard stuff was in the second half.
Goddard, yeah, the third and 14. All
but, like, it wasn't like, would they have a 17-play drive and got a field goal? Like, that's a failure. The three and out, that's a failure, right? The offense also made plays in series in the second half that were really bad. Like, so that's why when I look at this game, yes, we all know the defense was terrible. We saw it in the second half. They couldn't stop anybody. 100%, right? So was the offense. So was the special teams. And you said it yourself. If this game plays out the exact same way, but two things don't happen, the fumble return or the special teams thing, they win the game. Neither of those are on the defense. So ultimately, if you go into this game and you said the defense held them to 31 points, I would think that you would think they have a decent chance of winning that game. 31 points, not a good outcome, but it's what basically the Chiefs averaged all year. And for what it's worth, seven of those, they did start at the 5-yard line, but I still say 31 because ultimately the Chiefs would have scored on the final possession if they had to, right? So at the end of the day, the defense wasn't good in the second half. Neither was the offense. Neither was the special teams. They lost because they played an 8 out of 10 game and the Chiefs played a 9 out of 10. That's why they lost.
They lost because they played a 7 or an 8 out of 10.
Whatever,
game.
But
I
the Chiefs played 1 point better.
But they blew the Super Bowl. That's the point. That's what I've been saying this whole time. They did not lose because the Chiefs were better. They lost because they blew the Super Bowl.
I think it depends how you define blew it. Like, on one hand, I agree with you. When you're up 10, you should win that game.
They blew
you're
the minus Super Bowl. 400. It's only the second time in the history of the Super Bowl teams went up 10 that time and lost the
game.
So
in that way, I agree. But
they blew the game.
For some reason, when I think of and blowing again, it, I think of more like a fluky thing. Like, what happened wasn't fluky.
No,
the Chiefs outplayed them.
No, it's not. No, blowing the
second half,
Super Bowl
the Chiefs outplayed
is
them.
Should you have, like, you had the Super Bowl in your hands and you blew it. Like, they blew it. Their mistakes, their inability to convert. And look, again, certain things. By the way, with the refs, we haven't mentioned the Devontae turn.
Yeah,
like,
that was
that's
a bad
crazy.
Call. Yeah.
Like, that was a bad call. That was a bad, like, to overturn it. If you called incomplete right away, I get it. But to overturn that on what you had was embarrassing. We had to, I think Ross Tucker said, he used a great line. Look, if it takes you 5 minutes to look at it, you can't overturn it.
I agree with you on
flat out, there's not clear evidence if it takes you 5 minutes to look at it.
Right.
Like, again, I get your point, but there were so many things that went against the Eagles that I think it's a combination of them blowing with it and factors not going the way. And again, the
but
Gannon
two
thing.
Things
with
went
the Gannon thing,
the Eagles.
Honestly, the only thing I'll give Gannon a pass on is that his pass rush might have gotten home with a better field. That's the best argument pro Gannon that I can think of. He didn't adjust. He got played like a fiddle like Andy Reid. I think he's horrible.
I don't think the field hurt.
A field hurt.
Okay. So I don't think you can say he didn't adjust. I think Andy made
adjust.
Better
Andy,
adjustments.
Okay. Andy pantsed him.
But the only reason I'm fighting back on the adjustment thing is because I feel like there's a perception out there about Gannon that he just like rolls it out and it is what it is. He does make adjustments. We can debate
just crappy ones or whatever.
Again, going against maybe the best offensive head coach
he's
in the history
loser,
of the NFL.
Dude. He's a loser. He's never beaten a good quarterback. He's never beaten a good quarterback. Here's what I'll say about Gannon being gone and why I'm ecstatic about it.
Okay.
I'm very happy about it. Because look, and you do this whole thing where you're like, oh, it's a skill to beat bad quarterbacks.
It is.
Don't care.
Okay.
You know what?
Wait till next year.
I'll take a couple losses to bad quarterbacks if it means you have a chance to beat the good ones.
But they did
Gannon
have a chance. They lost
Gannon
by three.
Gannon can't be, not because of him. Gannon can't
it's part
be the
of
good
the
quarterbacks.
Reason, part,
Gannon,
of the reason, part of the reason they had a chance to win that
game.
Part of the reason they had a chance. Part of the reason they had a chance to win that game and why they were minus 400 at halftime is because the defense held them to 7 points.
Every single, literally.
Right.
Every single time.
They play
as
a good
Eagles
quarterback,
defensive
they lose.
Coordinator, he played a good quarterback.
Yeah.
He got beat. And he got beat in embarrassing, ugly to watch fashion.
Okay, so let's talk about this.
The guy's
games,
bad,
right? Dude. Again,
he's
not a bad.
He had a freaking all-star team this year.
Okay.
He had an all-star team on
defense. What did he do with that?
He did fine the regular season.
No. He did better than fine.
Okay,
he had
but
one
again,
of the best defenses in the
right,
NFL.
And it turned out everyone could say, "Oh no, quarterback, no quarterback." Yep, they were right. Turned out
because they played
Duke
Patrick Mahomes and Andy Reid, and they gave up the same amount of points that they averaged in the regular season. They didn't get torched by Patrick and Andy. They gave up.
They did
the
in,
Chiefs,
the second half.
The first half happened. The first half
but
happened.
But again, they lost. They lost in the second half. They
yes,
lost because of
the offense
second half.
Was bad too,
oh,
though.
Stop. Don't put it on the
was
offense.
The offense bad in the second
the
half?
The offense was better than the defense, flat out.
And not in the second
across
half.
Across the board,
they were maybe 5% better.
This
in the second half.
This is a crazy thing to say. The offense was absolutely better.
The offense went three and out.
The defense made zero big plays. Zero. zero sacks.
They were
zero
bad.
Turnovers,
I'm agreeing with you.
And they let Mahomes walk down the field against them and
they
injured
were bad.
Mahomes.
They were bad.
They were horrible.
But the offense wasn't good either, is the point
the
I'm making.
The offense wasn't close to as bad as the defense. You could say the offense wasn't great.
Let me ask you this. Who had a better job? Who had a tougher job?
At least the offense, at one point when they needed it most, got it done.
Yeah.
Jalen Hurts walked down the field and got 8 points when they needed it. The defense couldn't get one.
Who had a tougher job?
What do you mean? I don't care. Like, wait.
But here's what I don't get. When
who has more talent?
Hold on. When Gannon has a game against a bad quarterback, it's like, well, it's a bad quarterback. And then he has a game against a great one, and there's no leeway given
because of the
there.
Way it happens in the biggest of spots. This is the biggest game in the world. There's a chance to be world champions.
I agree
world
with you.
Champions.
That's why it's frustrating
the
they blew it.
Coached like a freaking loser, man.
But offense did too. That's what I'm trying to say.
The offense did not. The offense put up 35 points.
Yeah,
you're crazy.
But the offense,
this
the,
is crazy. They
the,
scored the most
the
points
offense,
in the history of
the
Super Bowl
offense
for a losing team.
Had three possessions. In, look,
this
I'm,
is
again,
crazy.
I'm not going to count. The offense
they,
was bad.
They
in the,
are factually, by the way, you love to do it by points. You're
right.
Mr. Points. They are factually the best losing offense in the history.
Yeah.
Of the Super Bowl.
Again, I think
in
the offense,
history.
The offense played
657 of them. They're the best offense to ever lose a Super
on
Bowl.
On the game, the offense played better than the defense.
And that's including Tom Brady's 505 against us.
But they did not lose this game. Like Gannon wasn't 80% of the reason they lost this game. They
no,
lost this
there
game.
There was a lot around, but I think there's a lot of portions to go around, but if he would have the biggest piece of my pie. Jonathan Gannon would be, like, if I listed them, and yeah, you're right, it's probably only like 15%, and then it's 10 here, and then it's 5 here, and it's 2 here, and it's 3 on the field,
right.
And it's this, and whatever. Like, I'm sure it goes all the way around. Gannon would still get the most percent of the pie on my list of who's to blame the most for Super Bowl.
I mean,
Nick should be too.
Yeah.
You got to put Nick in there. Nick's the head coach. And so, caller made a really interesting point today and said, hey, in 5 years, he's like, we're not going to talk about Jonathan Gannon losing Super Bowl. We're going to talk about Nick Sirianni having a 10-point lead at halftime and them losing. He's that coach.
I don't disagree
gone.
With that.
Like, and it, I thought it was a really good point. He's right. Ultimately, this will come on Sirianni. And he's the head coach.
Right.
And they weren't ready for the second half. They didn't make adjustments. And look, if you want to say the field, like you can't blame the field, then blame Sirianni for not adjusting quicker, for not doing the cleat thing quicker, for why were Kansas City's players seemingly less, and maybe it's just the
thing
speed
that
thing.
I find interesting about the field.
There's a lot of stuff that you can put on Sirianni,
too. The thing that I find interesting about the field, and sometimes on Twitter it's tough to know like what's true and what's not, but I saw this thing about how the guy that did the field used to work for the Chiefs.
Oh, yeah, and he's a Chiefs
fan.
And
the Chiefs didn't have to change their cleats at all, and the Eagles did. So that is one
well,
thing I find
interesting.
That's
a fascinating thing.
If that's true that the Chiefs didn't change their cleats and the Eagles did, and this guy used to
Well, the Eagles definitely
work,
did. They talked about the
no,
broadcast.
No, I know they did.
Time,
I just
yeah.
don't know if the Chiefs ended up changing
their cleats.
Well,
they didn't show they only showed the Eagles. They kept saying Eagles changed their shoes.
Right.
Up. They didn't show the Chiefs
so
at all.
So that is interesting, right?
But, and again, just the fact that it's a Chiefs fan who did the field, I know that it's probably set in time.
Yeah.
But like, what are we doing here?
It's not a good look. I agree. It's not a good look.
There are a million people who do this job in the world or whatever. You can't get one who's not a Chiefs fan. And oh, by the way, how about someone who's not 94 years old?
I agree with all
this. No offense to old people. He's 94.
I agree with all of this.
It's a Super Bowl.
I agree with all of this.
I'm so upset about all this.
Dude, I agree that the field thing... To me, the field thing
it's a disgrace.
Is more than the flag.
It's
thing.
A dis. Oh, I agree.
Yeah.
Oh, I agreed with you on that.
I think the field thing has just... like enough truth to it where I can understand the upset. Like the flag thing to me, I just personally I would never talk about it again if it was up to
no,
me. It
but
is what
you
it
would
is.
Admit you would not have thrown
I would not
the
throw in the flag.
So
but...
you can and again, I think the fact that all these national people, again, people who call games, like Kirk Herbstreit gets paid to
yeah,
call
I
NFL football
it, but,
games, and he's like, you can't do that. Like,
I agree.
I think that is notable, is
I think,
my
but
point.
I guess what
it's
I'm
not
saying
just
is,
Eagles fans being like, oh, they throw a flag. This is big-time national people.
Yes.
Like, pretty much everyone across the board. I've seen very few people nationally say they should have thrown that flag.
Dude, I agree with you. What I'm saying is, I think when you talk about, like, if you want to do the pie chart thing.
Oh, the field's way higher.
I think the field is
I
higher than
you.
The flag.
No doubt.
So,
and, it's, and the field is more disgraceful. Like, the flag is a horrible decision by a ref in a moment.
Right.
But again, that's one person or one crew or whatever. Like, the field is the NFL.
Well, and also
not
they spent $800,000
on
it.
That's what I mean. The NFL not being ready for the single most important thing
yeah,
they do.
Yeah, I agree with that. So, back to the Gannon thing. Let me say this. I think sometimes my opinion on Gannon is different than most because I have different expectations for a defensive coordinator. To me, I want two things from my defensive coordinator. I want them to make sure like we beat all the teams we're supposed to. And against great quarterbacks and great offenses, I at least want them to give me a chance, right? So I think we agree Gannon definitely does the first one. Like
oh, yeah.
When they play, right? For sure. Against great
now again, you could argue that the talent, but they
but that's
did it
the point
mostly
I'm
last
making.
Year.
There's
too.
Only like five or six quarterbacks you go into a game and you go like, that person's going to be really hard to play. And the Eagles have one of them, right? So ultimately...
That was a nice little throw in there. Like that.
Yeah, the Eagles have one of them, right?
Yeah, they got one of the three as far as I'm concerned.
Yeah, well, however you want to say.
By the way, I have Jalen 2 now.
Yeah, I think I would put Jalen 2.
I would go Mahomes 1, Hurts 2, Burrow 3.
Yeah, I think that's fair.
Well, because before Burrow had kind of leaped his way up.
Dude, you could still talk me.
I think what Hurts couldn't do, and the fact that Hurts is 2 years younger than Burrow almost, he's like 20 months, 22 months, he's like 3-plus years younger than Mahomes, like, man.
So
just saying,
what's so funny
Jalen's
is
gonna get better too.
I feel like after
the
game,
the one thing I'm excited about.
After the game, everybody's like, "Oh, Elliot, how about your Mahomes tweet?" Not gonna lie, man. Like I feel just as strongly as I did before.
As you should.
Hurts was awesome.
Now, again,
Hurts made a massive, massive mistake that really hurt them. But Hurts was also really awesome, right? So you say you have Hurts too. Again, you could still talk me into Mahomes.
Yeah,
into Hurts
yeah,
one.
It's hard after that game to not put Mahomes one.
But Mahomes wasn't. Mahomes was good, but like.
I think Andy was better. Of the two,
yeah, that's what I'm saying.
I'll say.
Right.
If I had to give just one game ball to the Chiefs, I'd give it to Andy before
Mahomes
I gave it to
was really good at executing the offense.
Andy was unbelievable.
He's the best head coach of all time.
But again,
so like,
stop,
you know.
Stop. Andy has never been that great in a big game. This was Andy's freaking crowning achievement against us.
I don't disagree
freaking
with that.
Freaking asshole.
I'm just
26 runs, 27 throws. Like, of course, against us. You freaking asshole, Andy.
I don't disagree with that. But
he
was unbelievable, right?
He was amazing.
And so... I guess we're just kind of free flowing here. But the other thing,
we've been free flowing.
I have a Gannon point I haven't finished. But the Reed thing.
No one cares about Gannon, Elliot. No one cares.
Dude, trust
me. Happy's gone.
I'm okay never talking about Gannon again.
I bet you are.
But here's the other thing. A play that is really, really, like, I've thought about a lot more than the grass or the flag is punting on 4th and 2.
Great call.
At the time, I would have punted at the moment. I take that back. I would have gone for it.
I would have gone for it.
Yeah.
There was not even a question in my mind. It was so eerie, and I know it was like 10 yards further back, but it was the same situation.
Right.
You're
and it was a little later in.
It was a little more time on the clock.
There were some differences, but the heart of it is the same thing, you got an
all-time GOAT quarterback on the other side,
right,
and you are not stopping him this half. Go for it.
I agree.
Doug got that. I'm right there with that, and I think you can say a lot of Sirianni made a lot of mistakes. He did.
Honestly, man, I would have gone for it on 4th and 6 as well.
I would have kicked the field goal there. But fourth and three, I was like, you have to go. Think about it this way. They couldn't stop him anyway.
There's three units on the Eagles. The best unit is the offense,
without a doubt.
There's 53 players. The best player is Jalen. Like at the end of the day, it was such a weak call by him.
It was weak.
Like, and look, Nick's been awesome. Like. You know, we definitely do a fair amount of Nick praise on this pod.
He deserves it. But this moment right here,
like, one of the reasons they lost that Super Bowl, like, again, to get back to the pie chart thing, like, I'll even say this. Like, I think that coaching decision by Nick was worse than anything Gannon did.
It was the worst coaching decision in the game. And it's funny, because Andy was brilliant. He had the dumb one, too. He shouldn't have kicked that field goal in that early on. And they missed it.
But every single
Eagles fan was like, oh, God, I hope they don't go for it. Oh, they're kicking a field goal. Cool.
Exactly.
Yeah, whether they made it or not.
And not to mention... It was 4th and 2. Like, the Eagles are perfectly set up to execute this.
I think that decision was the single worst coaching decision in the game. And I would have Nick too in terms of my pie chart.
I can't remember if this came. If this came up on the postgame pod, but it didn't come across to me live as much as it did rewatching how late these plays were getting in.
All season, we've
praised them for the fact that stuff doesn't happen.
Game.
One of the benefits of Nick not calling plays is that he's been really, really good at that stuff, right? The plays get in on time because, like, everything's operating smoothly. He knows when to challenge. He knows when to go for it on 4th and whatnot. He was not good on Sunday.
Yeah.
Right? Like,
he was bad.
He was bad. And so this is where I think, to wrap it all up, we disagree a little bit. We disagree about a lot of things about Gannon in the reaction to the game. People love Nick Sirianni. He's earned that love. Jalen Hurts, people love him. He's earned that love, right? Ultimately, people don't like Gannon. But at the end of the day, all three of them played a role in them losing this game. And I think that it's just like, it's like a safe space for people to beat up on Gannon. But at the end of the day, guys like Jalen and Nick, who are awesome all year and deserve to be praised,
yeah,
and are
see,
they were also they, yeah, like, they deserve it. They deserve to be ripped as
it's
much
for
as
Jalen. Now,
no, Jalen, you're right about Jalen.
It's
Jalen.
One
you're
play.
Right. You're right.
Out of 67, whatever, he made one mistake the whole game.
Yeah.
It's a massive one,
right,
and it really hurt. But yeah, I can't remember. It was almost the ball slipped out of his hands. Like, I'm not gonna rip that, especially because he put up 35 points.
Yeah.
Like, he was amazing. I get your point.
Right.
The play itself matters. I'm not gonna rip Jalen for it. Like, it happened. But, like, I get your point. That was a big turning point play in the game. I'll rip Smalo before I rip that play.
Yeah, that
happen.
Was bad too.
I'll rip Smalo
again,
before I go off.
That was the
like,
offense.
The point. I know.
Yeah, yeah.
I'm just saying, regardless, I'm not ripping Jalen for that play. I think Jalen was fucking unbelievable in that game. And he did that. Dude,
I agree with you,
that
man.
That dude laid
he threw
his,
the ball unbelievably in that game.
Gave everything.
The 2
he
point
had.
Conversion, rewatching
the third
it, was way
14,
more impressive.
The Goddard might have been
his
best
was unbelievable.
Throw of
his a
career.
Third and like 17,
dude,
I think it was maybe.
Or on. Real,
he
but
was.
That play mattered. I get it, but I think I blame Nick and Gannon, and the coaching, and I blame defensive players more than I blame Jalen.
Well, that's what's been interesting to hear throughout the week is guys like I believe Ike has pointed this out. I think Richie has. You can speak better to that. Like, the players made a lot of mistakes too.
Joe's been very big
okay,
on
Joe's,
not blaming
okay,
Gannon
yeah.
as much as
so. What I think. So we'll talk about this now. The fact that they scored touchdowns on the same play to different sides. Here's my reaction to that. One, it's just an example of Andy out-coaching Gannon, right?
Yep.
But I also think there's this fascination with it. Like, wow, they ran that play early. Like, guys, that happens all the time. Mm-hmm. All teams do is look at plays that have worked against defenses and then try to run those plays against them. Like, that's what they do. So it wasn't this, like I see, like, TikToks about it. Like, it's like, you know, like a volcano, like, grew out of the ground of the Delaware. Like, they found a play the Eagles struggle with, and they ran it, and the Eagles struggled against it. Like, and that's bad coaching by Gannon, and it's good coaching by Andy. But it's not, like, wizardry. It's not, like, a magic trick. They found a scheme and, like, a motion that the Eagles struggle with, and the players, and look, Gannon too, but the players couldn't handle it. Like, I just, like, that's why I just think it was coaching. I think it was coaching.
Well, the player, defense,
it was players.
Like, matter,
it was everything. Again, but
T.J. Edwards was horrible.
T.J.
He
was
had
bad.
A horrible game. Marcus Epps had a pretty bad game.
Yeah,
like,
for sure.
Like, dudes had bad games. Like,
yeah.
And again, to the point we made, this was a defense that all year prided itself.
They
on
didn't finish sacks when we got there.
Big
like, part
plays,
of that's
whether
the field,
it was sacks
but, like,
or turnovers, and they made zero big
right.
plays. Zero. That's the thing. Like, we kept comparing it to the
and the Chiefs
Super Bowl
didn't
52.
Even make that many big plays.
The Super Bowl 52, you compare, like, what's the big difference between that game? The Eagles defense made one big play in that one.
Yeah.
I mean, one
and
big play.
I also think, like, you know, so there's this reaction nationally of, like, oh my God, Mahomes was unbelievable. And he was good. I don't think, like, I think they lost just because the Chiefs were, like, 10% better that day and the Eagles made two really big mistakes. You know, like,
I just think you're simplifying and I get your point. Like, and I don't.
But it's not like Mahomes was making all types of crazy throws.
No,
he had two or three crazy
open.
Runs and
I think
that was
the
it.
The thing
yeah.
with Mahomes is more that he was injured and playing through it and still
here,
was.
Here's a question for
I
you.
Think that's more
I
where the
an
Mahomes thing come from.
Here's a question. If you put Jalen on the Chiefs, do the Chiefs
I think the
still
Chiefs win?
I think they probably still win.
In
right?
that situation, the way that game plays out, they probably
If you
do.
Put Mahomes on the Eagles, what do you think?
I don't know.
I guess what I'm trying
probably
to say
not.
Is, like outside of the massive mistake that Jalen made, which is a massive mistake, I don't think Mahomes played that much better than him.
Oh, I agree. I think Jalen, I mean, there were people saying he should have won MVP. Now, I'm not saying that. I think
right.
Mahomes did enough to deserve to win MVP with the winning team and all that. But yeah, I thought, again, I'm not even upset about the fumble. Like, it was a big play, and I'm upset about it holistically.
Right.
But I'm not upset at Jalen about it. Like, I throw it out. Like, I'm good. Like, that was something that dude never does ever. And it was weird. It slipped out. To your point, maybe it was wet. Who the hell knows? But like, he, other than that, he made one mistake. One in the whole freaking game. And it was big.
But
it
might have been why they lost.
But yeah, but again, they were up 10 after that. Like, if it were something where, if that happened in the fourth quarter, and that's why they, but again, I get your point.
But the play has the same impact.
It does, but you're still up 10 points.
You don't have as much time to recover, but like, they should have.
No, but you're up 10 points.
You can make the argument they should have been up 20 at halftime.
Right, but it's a different game at that
right.
point. I get what you're saying, but still, like, you are up 10. Like, I can't blame Jalen. He didn't lose 10 points.
But to flip that, like, it felt like, and it's funny because the argument all year was the Eagles haven't played anybody tough. Are they going to step up to the moment when they do? Like, my biggest concern, honestly, was that, like, they just wouldn't, they wouldn't be able to compete with the Chiefs just in terms of the Chiefs have played in these games and the Eagles haven't. The Eagles came out and played better than the Chiefs to start the game.
Well, I think the halftime hurt them.
I think the halftime hurt them
because of adjustments. Yeah.
But, like, to me, the Eagles didn't look outclassed in that game. It, like,
I think the Eagles were better.
Again,
we were on different sides. I think the Eagles blew it. The Eagles were better. Of course they didn't look outclassed. They should have outclassed the Chiefs. They were better.
So, again,
we're not going to do this again. We don't need to fight about it.
Yeah,
You don't think that? I think that.
I think the Chiefs are the better team, but
I definitively don't.
I know you don't.
I think the Eagles lost
the Super Bowl. But they're both great teams.
I think the Eagles lost the Super Bowl more than the Chiefs won the Super Bowl. That's what I think. I feel very strongly about it.
I mean, look, I think that the adjustments the Chiefs made were a big part of it. And that's a part of them
being
better.
Again, I'm not saying the Chiefs didn't win at all. I'm just saying, if I have to choose between the two, I think the Eagles lost it more than the Chiefs won it. That's how I feel. I feel very strongly about it.
Yeah, I don't feel that way as much.
I know you don't.
But last thing I'll say, and then I guess we'll move on.
A couple other things I want to get to. So.
But I was just like, maybe that's why it doesn't upset me as much, is because to me it doesn't feel like, it just feels like they lost a great game to a great team. And I can very strongly disagree with that.
I think the Eagles should have won the Super Bowl and they didn't. And they blew it. And then the field part of it sucks and the ref part of it sucks and it all comes together to, again, and that's perfect that you went this way, because I wanted to bring it up because I want to defend it, that this is just to the people online, because you won't fight me on this, but just to the few people online who are trying to tell me that it is not the worst loss ever. And again, this is a feelings thing and all that, but like, to people who are saying that like all the NFC Championship game losses were worse, like, earmuffs under there, you're fucking out of your mind, dude. I remember all those. First of all, the Rams won, not even close. No one even thought, like, yeah, we had a chance to win the game, but like, we weren't even, like, considering it a possibility that was happening, like, not even close. The Tampa Bay one is the only one even in the hemisphere. Last game of the vet, we thought we were going to win it. We thought we would have won the Super Bowl. It's the only one in the hemisphere. But again, that was the NFC Championship game. We're talking about winning the Super Bowl.
Right.
Having it in your hands. And then on top of that game, I know they were close for a bit, and then the Rondé thing. But, like, watching that Bucs game, they went up 7-0, and then from that moment on, it never felt like they were the better team. It never felt like they were going to win. To my point, you might feel differently, but this Super Bowl, I felt like the Eagles were the better team, and they blew it.
Yeah.
So that is a much more painful thing. Like, it's not even close in my mind comparing an NFC Championship game to the Super Bowl.
So let me, the Super Bowl.
The only thing that even is in the hemisphere is, like, Joe Carter for me. And again, it was Game 6, not Game 7. They were down 3-2. It's not the same thing as being minutes away potentially from winning the Super Bowl, having it in your hands. And then on top of that, like, in hindsight, like, the Toronto Blue Jays team has like 4 Hall of Famers. They were an all-time great team. The 93 Phillies weren't that. Like, this Eagles team was the best team in football year. It's, you said, the best, many said, the best Eagles team they've seen in their lifetime.
I think they are the best team in franchise history.
Okay, so I don't anymore. Okay. It's the 2017 team because they got it done. Like, sorry. But on top of that, then, so is that Chiefs team the best Chiefs team in franchise history? Because if you're going to say they're better than the Eagles, like, that's my point. Like, the Eagles are the best Eagles team, quote unquote, we've ever seen. And they had the chance to win the Super Bowl, and they blew it. There is nothing more painful like that. And then when you add in the fact that how it ended and the all-time blue balls ending of that game, like, honestly, the more I get away from it, like, when I tweeted it after the game, I was like, I think this might be the toughest or whatever. I was like, wasn't even saying might. Like, I'm definitively sure this is the worst loss in my lifetime.
Yeah,
as Philadelphia
so I think that anytime you're that close to winning the Super Bowl and you lose it, like, there it is. The debate's over, right? I do think, just from a perspective, like, if you compare, like, 0-2 is comparable because there's no baggage with this team. There's a lot of baggage with that loss. And
you could say because we hadn't won yet, and
I understand that, but you weren't in the Super Bowl. So I think this team is in some ways more comparable to 0-1, just in the way that they got...
Oh, the beginning of a run.
Exactly.
But again, who knows?
Right.
You know,
I think it's... I'm trying to think of how I would say it. I think it is probably the worst loss in Philly sports history. I do, again, my perspective's different because I still think that 0-2 Eagles team was probably better than that Tampa team. Like, and the 0-1 Rams team was better than that.
Yeah, I think that's a hindsight thing. I mean, that Tampa Bay team has 4 Hall of Famers on the defense. 4.
Right.
4 dudes are in the Hall
of Fame. But
the
Eagles were at home. They were up. Like, there's
But still, like, I think we in
that,
the moment.
That quarterback was Brad
thought
Johnson.
Thought they were better, but, like, I think in hindsight, like, let's not forget that Tampa Bay defense was an all-time great defense.
But here's what I'd say. Like,
and then they went and won the Super
taking
Bowl for
away,
them. And
taking
defensive player won MVP, all that stuff.
Right. Taking away the who's the better team. Like, because I think the Chiefs are better. You think the Eagles do whatever, right? I think this is the worst loss because they were up 10 at halftime in the Super Bowl.
They're only the second team in the history of the other one's 28-3.
Right.
You are right there with the 28-3, the second worst loss in Super Bowl history to the Falcons in terms of blowing a game.
And it's not as bad as that, but
of course it's not. But I'm just saying, like, it doesn't get worse.
Going into the game, I was of the opinion of, like, whatever happens, I won't view the team differently. And I don't. I still think I still believe they're the best team in franchise history. But that's for another day.
Well, it's so funny.
I think where my opinion has changed is, like, man, it's going to be so hard to get back.
Yeah.
It and just also, it's so it hard requires to so much
well,
luck.
It's funny because I was thinking a lot about when we got into an argument about whether what happens in the Super Bowl will define the season or whatever. And it has. It is what it is. Like, it was a great year. It was a great run. And I appreciate all the people and I'll never forget the experiences we had and stuff. But when I think about this season, I will think about this. Like, this is the first and only thing I will think about is losing the Super Bowl, how we lost the Super Bowl, that game, all the missed chances, the freaking flag, the field. Like, that will be all I think about. And now if they win the Super Bowl again, you know, if they can win the Super Bowl, that can alleviate some of that and change it because Jalen will get one and all that stuff. But, man, like... Like,
yeah, but
it's the 2022 Eagles for me will always be the team that gave me and they were great, but they gave me the worst loss of my life.
So
that's my first thought.
I do wonder if you're too much in the moment right now to.
I don't think so. I mean, again, like, it's the worst loss of my life. Like,
yeah.
We still talk about how upset we are about that Tampa Bay game. It comes up every year, but oh, the worst. Like, this is worse for me than in that moment. So it's going to linger. It's going to stay forever. We've won a Super Bowl since that Tampa Bay game. It still sucks to me. I still hate it. I think
it depends what happens after, for sure.
If
like
Jalen
you said,
wins the Super Bowl, it can change it. But for right now, it's like, man.
Well, I was even just thinking yesterday, and I ended up, I thought of this, I thought I was right, and then I ended up being wrong. So it was a very roller coaster moment in my head. But like, how many teams lose a Super Bowl and get back? It's more than you think, but
it's
like in NFL history.
It came up on the show. 8 teams have done it.
And how long in the history of the
league? In the history of the Super Bowl, 8 teams have lost the Super Bowl 1 year and gone back the next year. 8 times.
Oh, okay. So I was just thinking in general.
Ever?
I mean,
a lot of people, I'm sure, have lost Super Bowl.
I mean is, like, so you think about the Rams. The Rams went to the Super Bowl, lost, and then they came back. But that was with a different quarterback.
Well, no, the Rams went and won, and then lost. Oh, you're talking about the more recent. I was thinking about, because we were just talking about the Eagles and 0-1.
I was thinking about
how they went 0-1, then they lost the next one, March. But yeah, the Rams, sure, different quarterback.
I think it's going to be.
Look, the Bengals came within
Of being close, yeah.
A penalty
for sure.
At the end of the game too that gave him a field goal against the Bengals.
Right.
The Bengals had two opportunities to drive down the field, win that game, and they didn't. So the Bengals were this close to losing the Super Bowl and going back this year. Yeah. So it's
I think
doable.
Where I fall
and
on
the
it
is horrible. So.
I think where I fall on it is the Eagles are better set up than anybody to do it.
Mm-hmm.
It's just really hard to do.
Yeah.
You know, but the arguments
so
against the Eagles
That's
are the same
so
ones.
Upset.
Yeah.
It's part of the whole thing.
It sucks, man. They lost to a great team.
No, they blew the Super Bowl. That's what happened.
To a great team.
They blew the Super Bowl. All right. I got two silver. I'm not a silver. I'm not ready for silver. Like, I told you. So we're recording I Hope Tomorrow with Jack, and I was like, I'm just letting you know, like, I'm not excited about the Phillies. Like, I'm sorry. I'm just not. It's going
like,
to be
what is
you
there
getting
to talk about, too.
Pitchers and catchers are reporting. Phillies.
Well, so, like, who wants to do, like,
it's
a preview
exciting
pod
for the season.
Right now?
But the point is, like, I'm not. I love baseball. It's my favorite sport. Like, just the sports stuff. I always say that. Like, I'm not excited at all. Like, I don't care about it. I'm so wrapped up in this. Like, I don't know how long it'll be.
Well,
it'll happen. But right now, like, this is. Oh, like, I can't even enjoy life. Like, I know it sounds crazy. And I had a caller call me up today and be like, it's sick how much this affects us, but it does. And I was like, yeah, you're right. Like, this has ruined my life this week. Like, ruined it. Like, I have had 3 straight days of being in a earmuffs under the fucking shitty mood. I'm in a shitty mood every day. And it's because of that. And it's what it is.
So I said this on the radio, and I guess it was in the Go Birds feed, but I'll say it on here. I think the players feel that way, too.
Yeah,
and
imagine.
Like, being around them, like, you know, I've been around teams. Now, I haven't been around a team that lost the Super Bowl that was an Eagles team, but I've been in the locker room of teams that have lost Super Bowls. I've covered Super Bowls Eagles weren't in, and it what always stood out to me was how businesslike it seemed. Like, it didn't feel businesslike to me with the Eagles. The Eagles feel, I think, very close to how you do. Like, I think one thing people want out of their players is for them to feel the same way the fans do,
sure.
And that's not always realistic. But in this case, I think that's how they feel.
No, and I look, I appreciate that. Yeah,
and let me get an Eagles-Phillies thing in before your final point. I think one similarity the two teams have in common, and the Super Bowl loss hammers this home for me, is like, what other thing that's sad about them losing and the Phillies losing the World Series, and sports will always be fun, but like, man, it's so different now. Like, the Phillies, if they make the playoffs, that's not enough. If they win a playoff round,
that's a great
round,
point by you. You said this on the radio today. You're right about the Eagles too. Like, the Eagles,
it's
like,
just,
you gotta
it's
win the
not
Super Bowl
enough
now.
Anymore.
It's like
you
the
know?
Donovan thing. Yeah.
Even Jalen winning MVP would be awesome to see him do it. But like, we've seen MVP Jalen. Like, the reason this year was so fun the whole way was like, oh my god, I can't believe how good Jalen is. Next year, if they come out and they win 38-7 against the Steelers or whatever, like, I don't know. Like, it'll be like, yeah, they're really good. You know.
So I do think here. Let me. So this is one of my two silver linings that I have. And I do think the Jalen thing, and again, I'm not happy. I'm not talking about happiness and stuff yet. But I do think that the thing with Jalen that is exciting to me is he's going to get better. Like, Jalen Hurts will get better.
He'll get better, but he was already so good is the point I'm making.
I think he's going to get better.
He like, could be.
But yeah. Again, he will. Why wouldn't he? Is there anyone
on the planet? Because he's already, yeah,
He's 24 years old.
Yeah, yeah.
He is going to get better. He's going to become a better quarterback. He's going to understand what he sees more, this and that. Like, and he's already great. Like,
I agree with
I
all
think
that.
Jalen Hurts is going to continue to get better.
I agree.
And that is something where I do think that there is the potential for that, where it's not just when he's like, oh my God, like, Jalen is the best quarterback in football. Jalen is better than Mahomes. Jalen is, like, I think that is the potential for something like that to happen. I think the sky is the limit. I think Jalen Hurts has a chance to be one of the great quarterbacks
Dude,
of all time.
I spent a week on Super Bowl Radio Row defending him over Mahomes.
Again, now
I'm
he has to play.
That.
He has to, it has
I'm
to
just
stay
saying
on the field. Like,
it's
there's a million
different
things.
Now. You know,
it,
like, there's
it
a difference in terms of, like, if they get the one seed, like,
sure.
All those things. It just the fun of it changes.
Well, yeah, it's not going to be as unexpected.
Yeah,
alive.
That's what I'm saying.
Yeah,
right?
I know it's a bummer.
It's a little like the Sixers in the way of.
Now I will say, like,
in the way of, like, nothing matters what the Sixers do until the second
well,
round.
Well, so this is my other silver lining. I agree with that, but I also will say that, you know, after we won the Super Bowl, we had this whole thing about will we ever kind of care as much? Like, will we ever be as? Angry?
You said that this is a good point,
and we did. We cared. I really feel like that, and right now I'm dead inside. So, you know, I'm guessing right. Where this is going to go. I really am dead inside, but I do think that this loss will reinvigorate me in a way where, like, I need them to fucking win the Super Bowl now. Like, I need it. Like, again, in a way that I did before, in a way, because I didn't. I said we did the whole thing. It doesn't mean as much. It didn't. Like, how that played out and losing that game that way brought the fire to want it. Like, I am desperate to win the Super Bowl.
I think that's
now,
a good point.
In a way that I was before and I wasn't after 2017 for the last 5 years. Like,
yeah.
That's back for me now. Like,
well, I think
I need it.
And
you know?
I think that's part of what I was saying a little bit. And I think the way it played itself wasn't what I was expecting. But when I was saying, like, this closes the chapter on the 2017 Super Bowl, which is sad in a way.
You know, that's
you know?
A really
but
good
like,
point,
to your point.
Not in the way you expect.
Not in the way I expected, but like, you're right. That emotion came from that.
It's a great
like,
point.
So,
Elliot, great point.
Well,
yeah.
It's a combo great point.
Yeah,
because you finished it. I had the first part. You finished it.
All right. And then my last thing is just the idea. Like, we've talked so much about the most disappointing things about this, but that Elliot got to see Troy Kotsur do the national anthem live,
well,
and then had to
might
watch an Eagles loss after is such an outrage.
Oh, I know. Well,
travesty.
For those that don't know, that's the main character.
That's the
from
guy
Coda.
From Coda signing the national
sign language.
Anthem.
You know, I love sign language.
That's why
yeah.
I brought it up.
So it was
I was so
unbelievable.
Excited when he's on the field. I'm like, it's Troy. Oh
well,
my God.
Well, what's funny is I texted you earlier in the week when I was at the Rihanna thing, and I texted you like, oh my God, look who's here.
It was Troy Kotsur and Rihanna up there, and he's like pointing to Troy. He's like a true star.
Yeah. I want to learn sign language.
You
I think
can.
It's awesome, man. Like at the press conference, and this is so off topic, but the press conference. Where Rihanna's press conference, they had the people that were going to be signing it come out and they did an interview. I just think it's so cool.
It is pretty. I know you do. You can learn it.
Yeah. I know. Well, I think
you could definitely learn it.
I just have such a bad memory. I feel like it'd be hard for me, but I'll try.
Okay. Yeah. It is funny because that's the first time Rihanna's name has come up in our Super Bowl coverage.
Yeah. What'd you think of her?
So I'll tell you what the funniest, I thought she was very good for it. Like, just played some bangers, got out here. I'll read you exactly what I wrote and I texted it to you too, but it's very funny because this is the God's honest truth about the Rihanna halftime show. Mm. I knew every single song she did except one. Every single song. I'm like, oh, I know this.
Yeah.
Oh, I know this. Every single one except one I had never heard. Literally, I'm not kidding when I say this, Umbrella is the only one I knew.
You are, come on.
I didn't even know they were
her. You've never heard of Umbrella?
No, I'm saying Umbrella is the only one I knew was her.
Oh,
like, I knew
okay,
every song. She had, what, did like 8 songs. I had heard 7 of them
You
before.
Didn't know they were her. I see
I had
you're
no
saying,
idea
yeah.
who they were. I was like, oh, that's a banger. I know
Welcome
that
to
song.
My life.
That's the point is I knew none of them were Rihanna except Umbrella. So like all bangers. I've heard them all a bunch of times. I didn't even know they were her.
This is literally exactly what happened when I watched the Queen
Very
movie.
Very old guy take.
When I watched the Queen movie, Bohemian Rhapsody. This is exactly what happened. I was like, oh, wow, they sing this too?
Well,
like,
that's a bad job of you. But that's your knowing history.
Rihanna's probably just as big as Queen.
Oh, God.
Are you being? Are you kidding?
No, she's very famous.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. All right,
big.
Yeah,
very big. But I mean, it's like a different. Hard to.
Well, they're both. I think they're two of the most well-known like bands artists of all time.
So, all right. Well, that's all I got. That's everything. I've emptied the tank.
We didn't really talk about Gannon leaving and Steichen, but that can be for another day.
I figure we'll get into all that, like the effects. I don't want to. Here's my take on Gannon leaving.
I know. All right. Well, we'll have an whole offseason to deal with.
My take on Steichen leaving, less excited about it, but I will say I really like Brian Johnson, and I think they probably were going to lose him if they didn't.
Yeah.
So, like, I'm I'm more okay than most.
My 10-second take, and then we'll do more on the other pod, is as much as I think both are a loss, both, Gannon and Steichen, I think there is something, I think the hardest part about next year is going to be running it back and doing it again. Even though it might make them worse, I do think there is something about it'll be easier, I think, to do it again if you have more
new reinvigoration.
People, you know, that's when we talk. We'll do a pod about who you're going to bring back, and they should bring them back because they have a lot of good players that are free agents. But there's part of me that would be a little worried about coming back with the same coaching staff, the same roster.
Well,
I think the frustration could get quicker.
You don't have to worry about that.
Yeah, unfortunately, with both Steichen and Gannon, they're gone.
One of those. Yeah.
Don't worry, Gannon will be back in 3 years as the coordinator. So, I don't know why I get why he took the job, but man,
it's the worst job on the market.
It's the worst job on the market. Yeah.
Oh, can you imagine walking in that Kyler contract and Kyler?
My God.
Jonathan Gannon's such a phony.
Well, it's so funny because I went on a radio station. I went on a radio station in Arizona and they were like, it seems like the fans have a love-hate relationship with Gannon. I'm like, well, that might not be how I would define it. And then they were like, so you know, you're around Gannon. Like, what are the Cardinals getting? And I was like, probably a coach I shouldn't hire.
Did you really say that?
Yeah, I wouldn't hire him to be a head coach. And they, you know, people were like, this sounds concerning. And I'm like, it is concerning. it is concerning. Like, he's a good defensive coordinator. I'm like, you're not hiring him for his defensive scheme, number one. Like, hiring a coach for his defensive scheme is, like, the dumbest thing you could possibly do. And, again, I've said this. Like, I like him personally. He just doesn't come across as a head coach to me.
Yeah. He comes off as fraudy to me. Like, he always has. It's part of the reason I haven't liked him. I've told you this before. My thing on Gannon is I've always thought he's kind of the guy who talks really well, is like impressive to like when you listen to him and stuff, but doesn't actually know what the fuck he's doing. Well, that's my whole Gannon.
Yeah.
The
results have been good, but again,
we'll do it next time. All right. Final thought. We did an hour. So we'll do Steichen and Gannon next time. We'll talk about the effects of that, all that. Maybe by then we know who the coordinators are. Plus, you know, Howie and Nick at some point, you would think, who knows what the deal with that is. But obviously, Saturday, 1-3, Parks back at it. Final thought, my friend.
So. All right. I've made a lot of bad travel decisions in my life. Bad hotels, bad meals, bad locations. Look at me in the eyes. I'm never booking another red eye the rest of the time I'm alive. Are you listening to me right now?
Yeah.
Okay. I asked you to look at me in the eyes.
You didn't. Sorry. Yeah. That was my fault. I was pulling up my notes.
It's all right.
Now
you ruined the whole thing.
No, start over. I'm looking at you right now.
Look at me.
Right in your eyes.
I am never booking a red eye flight as long as I'm
really?
Alive.
Really? It was that bad?
Dude, what you don't think about with the red eye is that you have to get out of your hotel at 11 a.m. So I was, not to compare.
That is a disaster.
Yeah.
Well, I was texting.
I had nowhere to be for 10 hours. Nowhere. I bounced around. I sat in Starbucks for an hour. I literally went to places thinking, how long can I sit here?
So hard. Especially the day after the Eagles lose the Super Bowl, too.
Yeah. Well,
the worst experience.
Well, when I booked it, and look, this would have hit this.
You thought you'd be celebrating.
This definitely would have hit you harder than it hit me. But a lot of more well seen and known Chiefs fans on Monday than the rest of the week.
Oh, I'm
you know,
sure.
the airport, just walking around. NFL shop was all Chiefs gear. Just you wouldn't be able to handle it.
I wouldn't have. I'd been in tears.
But
I might have been in the fetal position, laying on the ground.
Dude, it was just waiting for a red eye was just the worst thing ever.
Yeah,
it was a long day. And then
I can't believe
I'm good at sleeping on planes. I really am. But you know, you never sleep the same.
No.
So it was It was absolutely terrible.
Oh, buddy. I don't really have a good one. I bailed on the good thing. I'll ask you a question.
Mine wasn't great.
I have a question to the parents out there. Because another funny thing that I've never brought up that Zoe does that I want to know if she's weird. Because it turns out the other stuff when they talk about TV, a lot of people were like, hey, no, my kids get too. So do other kids, whenever they're, so a lot of these songs or shows that you watch, they have songs in them, right? Mm-hmm. Whatever it is, they'll have in the middle, they'll sing, she watches this show called Butterbean Cafe.
Nice.
Loves Butterbean.
Sounds like a place I could have sat.
You would have loved Butterbean Cafe. But they'll have songs in the middle episodes or whatever. And the opening song or whatever. Every single song, whether it's the opening song or a song in the middle of the episode, Zoe has to get up and dance during it. She'd be like, come on, daddy, let's dance.
It feels
every single time we'll be sitting, we'll do whatever we're doing. She'll be eating dinner. We're sitting there eating dinner and she'll be like, dance time. I gotta go. Yeah. Gotta dance. Stop.
Everybody
stop.
Stop what you're
Hold
doing.
Up. And then she gets up and she does her little dance moves. And then she'll sit back down and go back to what she was doing.
Feels like a.
Is this weird?
That's feels like a good way to live life.
Oh, it's great. It's hilarious.
Yeah.
Big fan.
Feels like, I feel like adorable. This hopefully is something Now, it'd be funny if she, I hope she does it the rest of her life, but it would be funny if, like, at meetings and, like,
oh, yeah, you know, like, oh, guys, sorry, hold up, oh, president
Butter
of company,
Bean Cafe
please.
Is on.
Yeah, hold up, guys, I got a
exactly.
Name. Yeah, so let me know if that's weird, because I thought it was, it's pretty adorable.
So, it's funny, like, this is me getting older again, but I remember when I went to college, my grandma gave me a book, and, like, it was the lyrics, it was like a visual book to the lyrics of the song, I Hope You Dance, by whoever sings it, right?
What?
And like, again, you know, I love my grandma. It was a gift at the time I probably didn't fully appreciate, yeah. You know? But it is funny, like, you bring up that with Zoe, and I think of that book, like, it kind of is great advice.
Yeah.
Like, just dude. Go out and be yourself.
I'm a big dance like nobody's watching, guys. Dance like nobody's watching is
yeah,
one of my favorite, like,
yeah.
Life ethoses.
Yeah. So at the time, I was probably just like, what am I going to do with the visual rep?
No, it's like, wow,
what
grandma,
am I going to do with it? Yeah, exactly.
That was
like,
poignant, man.
A picture book of I Hope You Dance was not freshman Elliot's hitting home. 35-year-old Elliot's going to be like, wow, that's really meaningful and beautiful.
Love it. Yeah. It's a beautiful thing. All right. Thank you, everyone. Obviously, we don't, you know.
A lot of good 5-star reviews have been out there.
You're my one shining light throughout this sad, sad, sad period. No, that and my daughter.
That all flew by.
We're an hour and 3 minutes in.
Yeah.
This yeah. So we'll be back later.
Yeah, we're back to normal stuff.
Yeah, back to normal.
Yeah.
What a bummer.
It'll be a fun off season.
Yeah. And then next Super Bowl run we'll do. Yeah. Every day. It'll
well,
be,
it's funny.
Maybe this
you,
time they'll win it.
Me and you did talk, like, should we just do daily pods? But I think that it
has
just,
to be
it deserves to be a playoff
It has to be
thing.
Special. Yeah.
Yeah. It's like a playoff beer.
It's a lot.
You know?
The daily pod's a lot. I love talking to you, but it's a lot.
Yeah. Well, and also, I mean, next week your life changes forever.
Yeah, a big change
impacts
coming,
it. Yeah.
We'll see how that goes. All right. Until then. He's Adam James.